what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to
in our
ride
effort
in a one-horse
to put a holiday
sleigh.
Smile on your face. A holiday blessing in your heart. The Rosie on the House team here for you, the Arizona homeowner. I'll tell you a gift you could give your Arizona homeowners. Make sure they know about Rosie on the House. We have done more to stop fraud and keep people from buying ridiculous consumer items. We're protecting you from fraudulent contractors. If you know anyone who have recently moved into a house or are thinking about buying a house, you've got to make sure they're familiar with Rosie on the House. It is your complete homeowner's guide and resource. 100% completely free. You don't need to join anything. The information lives on our website. The questions we've taken the last 25 years of doing this show are posted in the frequently asked questions section of the website. It's like an encyclopedia of Arizona home ownership. And then, of course, we have the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. And we try and make it as local as possible. Local great screen contractors right there in your neighborhood. If you have a great contractor that is doing a particular category that isn't filled in your area, send us their name and number. And if you think they're good enough to make it through the screening process, we'll give it a try. Jennifer's our chief screener. I can tell you they have to be pretty darn good, though, because I can tell you right now, as of about Tuesday of this week, there are over 400 companies across Arizona waiting to get in to the Rosie on the House referral network. And through our preliminary detection and testing mechanisms, we've determined probably none of them could get in. So the ones that are in are absolutely the best of the best. You can shop there for information or contractors with complete confidence. Do your friends, family, and neighbors a favor and make sure they're aware of Rosie on the House.
All right, it's been an hour. You're in a store. Generally, there's no men in the store, you say, except 2 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
And
it's full
all
of
the
lots
guys
of soft, fluffy stuff.
We're like deer in the headlights. Lingerie.
We've had lots of guesses.
No. What is Charming Charlie's?
I don't know.
I never heard of it. It's jewelry and clothing for women.
We got that.
Carol
was the last guest.
Oh, that would be a good guess then.
No carts. The carts was the key.
The carts was the key. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't fabric. That was mine.
No.
Best guess. So.
Okay, come you're
gonna
clean.
You're going to.
I was at Bed Bath & Beyond. I knew exactly what I wanted. And even though I'd never been in the store, I knew they would have it.
Okay. All right.
And they really upped their customer service for the holidays. It's nice.
But next week, you know, Jennifer and Carol can tell you what I got there.
An interesting place is World Mart. You can get Cafe Du Monde coffee there.
Yeah.
So
it's a cool store.
I go to World Mart because they've got, you know, the New Orleans Cafe.
Is it World
Cafe.
Market?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
World Mart is a great store. Because what Jennifer and I have started doing, we started doing this about a year and a half ago, is we just pull out one of our cookbooks and we think, okay, we need to introduce something new into our home diet because we eat at home 1,000 times more than we eat out. It's just hard for me to pay $100 for a steak. It's just really hard for me. Right? When you can buy perfectly good meat, probably fix it almost as good as you can right there at house. So we get recipe books that we don't use every day, and we have to go find things that we don't keep in our kitchen. And we can almost always find the ethnic type things that we're trying to look for at World Mart. I'm getting to where I really like that store.
Now, for our grand finale leading up to Christmas, it's become a broadcast tradition here at Rosie on the House. We are going to jump a little bit through the story, but you're going to come in on the Cajun night before Christmas as Old Saint Nick has just entered the home. Here is Baby K and Dr. Rosie reading the 12 Days of Christmas.
He was dressed in muskrat from his head to his foot, and all his clothes is all dirty with ashes and soot. A sack full of plaything, and he throw on his back. He looked like a burglar, and that's for a fact.
His eyes, how they shine. His dimple, how merry. Maybe he been drink the wine from blackberry. His cheek was like rose, his nose like a cherry. On second thought, maybe he lap up the sherry.
With snow white chin whisker and quivering belly, he shook when he laughed, like the strawberry jelly. But in a wink of his eye and shook his old head, make my confidence that I don't get to be scared.
He don't do no talking. He gone straight to his work. Put plaything in sock and then turn with a jerk.
He stood, put both his hand there on top of his head, cast an eye on the chimney, and then he done said, with all that fire and them burning hot flame, me, I ain't going back by the way that I came.
So he run out the door and he climbed to the roof. He ain't no fool, him, for to make one more goof.
He jump in his skiff and crack his big whip. The gator move down and don't make one slip. And I hear him shout loud, a splashing as he go, Merry Christmas to all,
till I saw you some more.
And Merry Christmas to all of our Arizona homeowners. It goes on the house every Saturday morning. Merry Christmas to you all. And I'm sorry, that was the Cajun night before Christmas. What'd I say? 12 days, sorry. Cajun night before Christmas. Merry Christmas.